ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm the Gnarly Gnome. This is the Weekly Pint. It's not a show, but it is on time-ish. What time is it? We're only 9 minutes late. That's a new record, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody grab a drink, because that's the whole point of this thing. It's a happy hour, an excuse for me and you to drink together. So as you do get something, please tell me what it is that you are sipping on. Let's see. Josh is having a Galaxy High. I had one of those, a week ago? Something like that. And it was delicious, and I loved it. Chris is having Municipal Brewworks 8th Anniversary Double IPA with honey. More like a honey barley wine now. That beer ages way better than any IPA should. But yeah, it's delicious. I don't have all my lights on. See, I messed up. I didn't start on time. In fact, I have lights on that aren't supposed to be on. I have lights off that are supposed to be on. Oh my, I'm a mess. I had to mow the grass today after work and ended up having to mow half of it in the rain, which is especially not fun with a battery-powered mower. I'm pretty sure that is not safe. But I didn't die, so it can't be that dangerous. Let's see. Okay. Drink light. I shifted the drink light a little bit, so we got to figure that out this week and make sure it looks good. How's everything look? Does everything look good? Did I do this right? Now that I've got all the lights situated the way they're supposed to be. Welcome, everybody. Let's see. Julia is having Urban Artifacts Ohio Sake. Sake. I don't know how Americanized I should say it, or how not American I should say it. Eric is having a Doom Pedal. Ryan finally got his beer. It is a Terser Ojo from Third Eye. Awesome. Like, I don't have a drink in front of me yet. I'm also, like, I'm stressed out because I feel like the camera is not where it's supposed to be either now. What is happening? Like, why? Why is it always messed up? That's what I feel like you can't see my little hoplites. You always see the hoplites. Why can't you see the hoplites? I don't know. I really don't think I changed anything. I didn't move anything. Somebody's been down here moving things again. It's the gnomes. They are moving things at night. That's maybe that's what they do. I do have an empty glass in front of me, as you can see. We typically start this show with a thing that we call the schnappening. And I do have some schnapps out there that I would love to drink on the schnappening, but I can't break this thing that I've been doing. I have been working my way through different rums because this summer is the summer of rum for me. I just want to drink lots of rum and figure out all that I can figure out about rum, culminating in some big episode of Drinking with the Gnome, which we will talk more about tonight because I have lots of things that are kind of stepping on Drinking with the Gnome content. We'll get there, though. So I decided against schnapps. I'm sticking with the rumination, the rumining, the rump-a-pum-pum. Whatever we're calling it, we're sticking with it. And I don't think that's a good thing tonight. This is one that I kept putting off, and I kept telling myself, I'm not going to do it. I don't need to. There's plenty of other rums out there. I don't need to drink this rum. But I didn't get to the store, so I'm kind of out of rum. I'm not out of rum. I have plenty of rum. Why is the rum gone? It's not. But I'm out of new rums to try with you guys. Except for this one. I looked and I looked and I looked, determined to find some bottle of rum stashed somewhere in the basement here, and couldn't find anything that we haven't tried on the show. So I'm pretty sure you can probably guess what's about to happen. That's right. This is Captain Morgan, spiced rum. This is an abomination of everything that I want to be drinking at the end of a long Monday after mowing the grass in the rain. I don't want to sip on Captain Morgan, but I will for you, just for you. If it makes you feel better, this has never been opened. It's just been chilling here in the basement. It's like a little plastic flask. This is what you take when you need to go to some kind of sports event. Oh, God. Okay. All right. I do this for you. It looks like rum. It's golden. It doesn't smell horrible, okay? It doesn't smell as bad as I remember it smelling. Okay, it's opening up a little bit now. There's definitely some medicinal, fusel, chemically something going on. This does not smell like any rum that I have tasted so far. There's been a lot of rums that have these really great, like, banana aromas or, like sweet, molassesy sugar. There's none of that going on here. It just smells like booze. There's not even, like, spice. Like, not even, like, a good, like spice profile. Yeah, I mean, maybe some vanilla kind of hidden back there. Do we know what this is spiced with? Does anybody know off the top of your head, like, what is their spice profile? Let's read what we can read from the label here. Captain Morgan, original spiced rum, premium. It has premium on it. We know how much people love their premium rums. And if you look here, if you can see, if I can get it to focus on it, original spiced rum, you can't see it. It's underneath of there. Little tiny print right under spiced rum. It says premium right there. I promise it's there. This is a Caribbean rum with spice and other natural flavors. Okay. It is 35% alcohol by volume, 70 proof. Okay. Doesn't really tell me anything. Great. Original spices. Natural spices. All right. Cheers. Yeah, it's starting to smell more vanilla-y as it kind of opens up. Spiced with vanilla. Do we consider vanilla a spice? I don't know. I don't actually want to drink this, you guys. I don't want to drink this. Whatever, I have to. It's a rule. I have to. I can't back out. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Vanilla. Oh, okay. It just tastes like vanilla flavored, like caramel flavored booze. Maybe there's some kind of like sweet kind of something. Man, that's a disappointing rum. Zach says, for your rum theme shows, I'm drinking this Dragon's Milk Dungeons and Dragons Coconut Rum Barrel Aged Reserve Stout. That's a perfect beer for tonight's episode. Way better than this rum. Oh, man. Okay, I'm just going to down it because it's not good. I'm continuously amazed by the products that are out there, that there are people that choose to drink them, that like, that's not just like one or two people. Like there's a lot of people that just like keep Captain Morgan around because they like it. I think that most of those people are mixing this with something else. I think they're making like Captain Morgan and Coke or something like that. I don't think people just sit around sipping on Captain Morgan, but I'm sure there are some people that do. I'm sure there's somebody that's like, yeah, that's my drink. I'm a connoisseur of Captain Morgan. I'm like the first mate. That's how much I like Captain Morgan. That person is out there. I would like to interview that person and figure out why. Zach says, if you need one, I acquired it at the Root Cellar in singles. Perfect. Josh says, yes, it's a Captain and Coke. It's like, yeah, well, I mean, maybe I should have done that. I guess that leads into my next drink because it leads into part of what I want to talk about tonight, which is not a cocktail. I'm putting my foot down on this, and I'm allowed to make the rules because I have a big microphone. And when you have a big microphone, you get to make rules. And I'm going to tell you that what I'm making is not a cocktail. Okay. This is a tall glass because I'm making a highball. A highball is an entire episode of Drinking with the Gnome that is coming very soon when I get it done. But it is not a cocktail. It is a drink. It is a mixed drink because it's only two ingredients, which is kind of what started me down this path with Captain and Coke is two ingredients. And is that a highball? And I don't know. That will probably get answered a little bit in Drinking with the Gnome, but it asks, when you ask that question, it opens the door to lots of different drinks. Is a Jack and Coke a highball? Is a mojito a highball? I say no, because it's got more than two ingredients. A highball, just two things. And I'm going to make my favorite highball. And I'll tell you why we're talking about highballs here in a minute. But I'm going to teach you how to make this one. And it's real simple. You load up a tall glass. And you can use like a big Collins glass or you can use a mug. If you go to Japan and get a highball, you're getting like a big old giant like liter stein loaded with booze. All right, so load up, fill it up with ice, like lots of ice. Then, and this is very important because you know that on this show, on any of my shows, we encourage drinking to moderation. You got to get your jigger. I'm going with scotch. We are going with the Glenlivet 12. Great whiskey. And we're going to very carefully measure. How much you decide to put in here is up to you. I'm not going with very much because, as you know, it's a weeknight, and it's really important to drink to moderation on a weeknight. Okay, I measured good. There we go. Okay. Just like a little quarter of an ounce. Okay. Then the last part of your highball, soda water. That's it. This is like a scotch and soda. A lot of scotch, a little soda. Traditionally, you probably have a little bit more soda than I do, but that wouldn't be funny. All right. And that's your whiskey highball. Scotch and soda, whatever you want to call it. And this is like my go-to like wedding drink. If you're at a wedding, there's a bar, and you don't want to just sit and crush beer all night. Highball. Just highball it all night long. It's awesome. Cheers. Mm-hmm. It's so good. You still get all the flavor from the scotch, but it drinks more like you're drinking a beer, which is super refreshing, easy to drink. Oh, it's so good. Like, I could drink those all day long. They work in the summertime if you're sitting out in the sun. They work in the wintertime if you're kind of huddled up and trying to stay warm in the house. They work if you are hiding in the basement recording a podcast. They work for every situation that you can come up with. And I would like to know why we are dropping frames on our internet. If the video starts to stutter or something, let me know. We'll I don't know what we'll do, but we'll do something to fix it. I did have a video meeting earlier and it kept getting weird, and I just figured it was somebody else. Maybe it was me. It was me the whole time. I hate that when, like, you're the problem and you choose not to. This is not Spectrum. I don't think this is a Spectrum issue. I think this is a me issue, a my setup issue. Spectrum is, every time I check, Spectrum's chugging along just fine. That does not mean that Spectrum is a good company by any means, because they may not be. But I've, ever since I upgraded my Spectrum, I've been very happy with my Spectrum. Let's see, we're talking ice makers. I was at the store the other day, and I was looking, I happened to be walking through the refrigerator section because I was looking at chest freezers because I need to get a freezer, getting ready to redo the laundry room down here in the basement. And part of that big remodel project is to finally get a chest freezer to put down here. And so I was in the refrigerator section and started looking at fridges because, I don't know, it looked like fun. And I saw one that has like multiple kinds of ice. So the ice maker on the front, there's all kinds of buttons, and you can push one for like the little like a little nugget ice. You can push one for like the big cubes, and you can push one and it'll spit out like big giant ice cubes, like whiskey cubes. It was pretty cool. And maybe now I'm also buying another fridge, I don't know. I just want better ice in my life. It seems like it's holding steady now. We'll see. We'll see what happens here. Let's see. Hey, Gnome, did you ever see that one day pop up for Northern Rose Alamo beer for King of the Hill? Tom grabbed me a can, and it was a decent lager. I did not see that. Let's see. It's okay. Just on general conviction, Spectrum is an ass. So far, I've not seen a lot of massive companies that aren't terrible. Most big companies are kind of terrible. That's just kind of the way it works. Most. I mean, I'm sure I could be proven wrong by somebody. I feel like I just want to just down this whole thing. It's so good. I bring up a highball and I make a highball and I'm drinking a highball because, sad news here in Cincinnati. If you are a fan of the cocktail bar called Highball, they've announced that they're closing. This is one of the Gorilla Cinema projects, locations, spots, things. The one that is located in OTR. It was the Galactic Cantina for a while, the Star Wars themed bar, and they converted it over to this Highball concept back in like late 2024, like December. If you ever went in there, it was like this really cool, like vintagey vibe. Lots of vinyl records. There was always records playing, and lots of highballs on the menu. Zach says, "Can we pick a beer from your fridge by number?" I already picked one. I have one sitting here that you drink. Maybe if I finish this one, we'll do that. That we haven't done that for a while. You're right. If I finish this beer, then we can do that. I have to drink a highball first, too, which is not going to last very long. It's going to go fast. Their statement on social media, I'll go ahead and I'll just read the whole thing. The time has come to drop the needle one last time. Unfortunately, Sunday, May 24th, will be our last day of service. We would like to thank our staff, particularly our manager, Jamie Black, for making this place every bit of special. Thank you to Model Group for the model, or for the opportunity to bring our brand of magic to Findlay Market for the last 5 years. Saying goodbye, letting go is hard for everyone, but we want to thank every DJ, musician, burlesque performer, tarot card reader, cosplayer, and regular who became the true soundtrack for the space. We hope you'll stop in one last time, pick your favorite record, raise a toast to the space where so many memories were made from Jacob, Katie, Jamie, and the crew. Cheers. What I find when a few of the Gorilla Cinema bars have announced they were closing, it's usually followed up with, "We're closing, but we're converting the space over to a new concept." The way this is worded to me is that they're just out. They're leaving the space, which is incredibly disappointing to me. There's a lot of bar and restaurant groups here in Cincinnati, and some of them are good. Some of them are terrible. Some of them are great, and I think Guerrilla Cinema is one of the great ones. They've put out some of the most distinctive bars that have real personality behind them. And this was one of the great examples of it, of a bar that it wasn't gimmicky, which some of the other concepts can sometimes feel gimmicky to people. The Star Wars bar, a little bit gimmicky. It's fine. I actually enjoy that. but this was a place that had some kind of real soul to it in a concept that had legs to it. And so it's sad to see it go. And it's even sadder to know that they are probably just leaving the space entirely, which means that this will probably be replaced by another soulless corporate bar that doesn't really do anything for anybody other than just provide another spot for you to go grab an overpriced drink in OTR. We need places that actually mean something to drinkers. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of them that are opening up. That's great. Oh, I love a good highball. I love scotch. I don't like... this time of year, I don't sit around and like sip a lot of whiskey. And I'm not like a big scotch cocktail drinker. I don't know that many scotch cocktails. I don't drink a lot of scotch cocktails. So scotch kind of gets overlooked all summer long. And I think that might change. Maybe it'll be the summer of rum and scotch. Is that a thing? Can you make something with rum and scotch? So highball, sad news. If we want to turn things towards a happy, well, do we want to stay sad or we want to go happy? You guys tell me which direction to take this. Stay sad, or should we intersperse some happy with the sad while I drink? Well, that's a good drink. That's a great drink. You guys aren't telling me which direction to go. There can't be that much of a delay. All right, Zach says happy. Let's go happy. Happy seems to be the consensus. So, Fabled Brewworks, I did see... Julie wants to stay sad. Nope, too late. We're going happy. I saw some news from Fabled that they are preparing for a international tap takeover. Not them in their tap room. It's nothing that really helps us unless you decide right now you want to buy a plane ticket to Copenhagen. How do they say it over there? I don't know. Copenhagen. And you can go hang out at Peter's. All right, I'm going to try to say it. This is a mistake, but I'm going to try. Peter's Pissarindens. Pissarindens Alkelder. Alkelder. It's a bar, I think. Chris says, are they outsourcing then? No, they said we are currently on a plane bringing 20 plus taps of their own beer and mead to put on tap at this bar in Copenhagen. And they're going to just do it like a one night tap takeover. I assume some of the beer will hang out for a while. I assume that I don't know. They probably want to take their kegs back with them. I don't know how that works. I have no idea. Are they just bringing bottles? Is it actually a tap takeover? Or are they, I would assume kegs would be way easier, but I don't even know how you travel with kegs. How do you put a keg on a plane? I don't know. I don't know any of this. I think it's cool. I wish that we could see more of this happening where we've got great American craft breweries going over to some of these other places and sharing the joy of what we're doing. Ryan says Erlanger seems closer, also more affordable. It depends where you live. There's a lot of people that that live like right here and won't travel over to the west side or won't travel over to northern Kentucky because it's like a different universe, that would just as quickly jump on a plane and go to Copenhagen and go to Peter's Pisserindens, whatever that is, and go and hang out and drink Fabled Brewworks. I think it's cool. It's fine. I hope there's like a table of Cincinnati beer people that just show up at this tap takeover in Copenhagen. I think it'd be fun. I'd go if I was there. Chris says they're Flying Spirit. Highball done. Okay. That means we need another drink. We're going to beer. Okay. All right. We're not picking a beer, Zach. I already have one picked. Because it's been teasing me, and I want to drink it while it's fresh. We've got, Zach says, I thought Spirit went bankrupt. Yes, they did. This is Mad Tree's Queen City Pale Ale. This is, I guess, what you would call a Midwest Pale Ale. Is that a thing? If Midwest IPAs are a thing, Midwest Pale Ale has to be, too. This is a beer brewed for the Midwest. It's got, I believe, Chinook, Idaho 7, Nelson, Rewaka, Strata hops. It's going to be good. Their notes say, all hail this American-style pale ale, boasting a distinctive hop character and a complex flavor, yet medium-bodied and balanced for a smooth finish and superior drinkability. Every sip rules in this gem of a brew. That is a paragraph that tells me nothing about a beer. It's fine, and it's great, but it tells me nothing. Boasting distinctive hop character. Okay, so it's hoppy. That's fine. But it's also got a complex flavor. Okay? That, now we're getting to something that doesn't mean anything. Medium-bodied. Okay. Okay. That's something. And balanced. Okay. Smooth finish. All right. Superior drinkability. Okay. Okay. What are we really saying here? Like, I don't know anything about this beer. Zach says the beer was just eh, just being honest, in his opinion. Ryan says there is a porch beer review of that beer coming soon. I'm not on my porch, but we'll pretend. All right. Chris says they're flying well enough for that joke to soar over your head. Oh, Lord, guys. All right. So it's a good-looking beer. There's some chunks, little chunky. That's all right. Doesn't offend me at all. It's, oh yeah, that's pretty chunky. I don't know if you guys can see that. Actually, I'll get a light on it so that you can if you can't already here. There you go. You can see some chunks. Look, I don't know that detracts from a beer for everybody. But yeah, it's got some chunks. It's all right. Zach says tonight is a perfect night for a porch beer. I agree. On my porch now, drinking and watching this. Queen City Chunks, rain is calming. I love sitting on the porch on a night like tonight and knocking back some beers, listening to the rain, especially if there's some lightning. Lightning is way more fun when you're having a beer on the porch than when you're trying to mow the grass. Pretty sure that that's how people die. It smells good. Big, fruity. I get some like white wine and tropical, definitely some pineapple notes going on there. Yeah, it smells great. The chunks are not my favorite, but it's fine. Mm. I wonder what percentage of people that are going to the store and getting a can or a six pack of a current craft beer like Queen City Pale Ale are still putting it in a glass versus people that are just crushing it right in the can now. I bet we are hitting a point now where beer drinkers are shifting back and drinking out of cans. I think that that's probably the state of things. And I don't really love that. I feel like somebody right now is currently standing above the podcast studio. There's one spot in the living room that if you know where it is, you can stand to really annoy me. And they're standing right there, right on a squeaky spot, and just rocking back and forth just to drive me crazy. Zach says, I thought Queen City Pale Ale has been a while. Let's look at the date. This is... I got to get my light again because I can't see. Squat. This one is freshest by 7/11/26. It looks... I have... So... If I'm reading this right, and I can't be, because it looks like underneath of that there's a date that is 3/13/25, but that's not possible. there's no way that this is over a year old. That has to be a six. It has to be from 3/13/26, but it really looks like 25. I think it's right on like this side of the can that's got like a curve to it. I'll hold it up, but there's no way you guys are going to be able to read it on here. Oh, maybe you can. No, that ain't going to work on the drink cam. That's all right. That's not the purpose of the drink cam. It should be the purpose. We should have another camera just for that. I should set up another camera that's just for close-ups of things like that. I'm going to guess this was from the beginning of March this year. And doesn't taste bad. Doesn't taste old. I think that the chunks are probably added just for excitement. Julia says, I drink out of the can after I draft top it. I do have draft top sitting behind the bar. We could do that. Ryan says, I have to be camping and desperate to drink from a can. We're not the people that I'm talking about. We're not the average drinkers. And some Reese's S'mores. I have to admit, I still have never tried a Reese's S'more. I've heard lots of people talk about them. It feels a little bit sacrilegious, but it also feels like it's probably delicious. We are camping this weekend. I probably should mention that because that does affect next week's episode usually. And maybe while we're camping, maybe I'll make my first Reese's S'more. We'll see. It affects next week's episode because it's usually a little bit later, but we're always a little bit late, so it doesn't really affect anything. It's usually a little bit later, and I'm usually a little scatterbrained because we've been camping and I usually haven't prepped anything, so it's just, I'm usually stinky and chaotic. recently we had a Cub Scout camp out, our very first Cub Scout camp out. My youngest, the boy, he's a new Cub Scout this year. And we had our first pack camp out with all the boys. And one of the events, of course, that we did was we made s'mores. And I'm not used to a camp out where I have to like sit there and like be this person that just hands out sticky marshmallows to like 30 kids. I'm not used to that. I don't like that. I'm actually kind of anti s'more right now. I'm still like recovering from that. Oh, the dog's barking now. Oh, I hear kids yelling at the dog. Okay. Guess we're all still awake. Awesome. So Zach says you should have a show from the campground. I've done a couple shows while we're camping. Not this show specifically. The thing is, like, if we do this at normal time on Monday night, that's when we're back. Like, we're usually home right around 9, 9-ish. It's usually when we're getting back to the house. But I've done, like, Oktoberfest showdowns. I've done some videos from while we're camping. I've done one episode of Cincy Brewcast from a camp out, because I remember recording it on my phone. I don't remember what it was about or anything. Maybe we'll get a video. It makes me really want to talk about some of the other things that I'm working on, some of the other projects that we haven't really talked about them. You guys don't know they exist yet. You will, hopefully this year, hopefully. But that's a lot of the content that I'm making while I'm camping, is that stuff. That's already saying way too much. But yeah, you guys will know about that soon enough. Those are the shows that that we record over camping. A brewcast is supposed to, so Cincy Brewcast is supposed to be interview based. That's the way that show has kind of grown and evolved. That's what it is. Drinking with the Gnome is supposed to be these well-researched educational shows interspersed with educational interviews with people that either make products or have spaces that are important to this bigger kind of picture of Cincinnati drinking. The Weekly Pint is just a live happy hour on Monday nights around 9:30. So none of those really work for while we're camping. The only thing that does would just be a YouTube video. And maybe sometime. So we talked about Fabled going international. That's cool. We talked about this beer. This beer's good. Let me drink some more of it just to make sure. Oh yeah, that's good. Ryan says remake the Blair Witch Project. Call it the Beer Witch Project. That would be fun if I had other people making the video with me. Maybe at some point we'll take a Cincinnati Pod Squad camping weekend. Maybe we'll do that, and we'll make a video during that. Let's see. Yep, I reminded you guys about the fact that I'm camping. Kolsch night is this week. If you're not doing anything tomorrow, Kolsch night is happening, and I will be there crushing a bunch of Kolsch. So I have that on my notes to tell you to go to Kolsch night. Let's see. Oh, this is a good one. Okay, so I stumbled across, and I didn't pull the pictures of it or anything like that. I don't have anything to show you because I've been too busy. There is a, what they are calling, a newly built out upscale restaurant with craft beer focus in a great location in Greater Cincinnati that is currently for sale. And I've been racking my brain trying to figure this out. It is in Mason is what they're calling it, Warren County. It provides a curated experience for craft beer enthusiasts. For beer enthusiasts, sorry, not craft beer specifically, beer enthusiasts. Has specialty and local beers. More than 300 options on their beer list between draft and bottled and canned beverages. Their menu, this is a good hint into things, contains artisan flatbreads and signature sandwiches. The feel is a sleek bar, open space patio with a patio. The build-out, this is another big hint that gets it narrowed down to a couple places for me. Build-out was completed in early 2023. They have about 13 employees. That kind of gives you an idea of the size. The thing that's throwing me off is that it says that this location is not franchised. So my first instinct with all of this is that it's Beerhead up in Mason. If you've never been to Beerhead, it's actually kind of a fun place. It's a bottle shop, tap room kind of thing, similar to some of those other places like BC's used to be, Higher Gravity, places like that. However, it's a franchise, and I'm positive it's a franchise. It's making me question my positivity that it's a franchise, because I'm so certain that that's what it is. Everything is pointing towards that, and yet I'm just not sure. Ryan says Beerhead is closed. Oh, okay. When did it close? Because that would definitely make even more sense. I think the only other place that kind of fits into it would be the 101 Craft Kitchen is in Mason, up in the Deerfield. That area would kind of make sense, but the 300 Beers wouldn't make sense for them. There's no other place that I can think of that would make sense but that Beerhead location. And if it's closed, maybe that does put the nail in the coffin and say that, yes, that's what it is. All right, well, so maybe the news isn't that crazy then. Oh, Ryan says it's becoming a Turkish restaurant. Okay, well, then that what? Huh. Okay. The plot thickens. I don't know. Maybe the listing hasn't been updated. I just checked it like yesterday and it still says it's for sale. Oh man. Oh, what could it be? That eliminates like all of my theories. A new place next to Common. Common said that there was something going in there. The last time I was there, which has been a little while, they were really excited about some of the stuff that was happening around them. That would be interesting. I mean, this is for sale right now. Oh. I like this beer. The only thing that I don't like is what it looks like. Especially now. It's just all chunks. I hate that. Okay. So mystery craft beer centric restaurant that's for sale. It sounds like you guys are no help on this one to help us figure this out. I just wrote it like a random note that I scribbled on here. Maybe I should wait until I actually have notes to talk about this. I'm drinking another beer. How far are we into the show? Yeah, we got time. Julia says, how's that place that took over Mason's 16 lot space doing? The pizza place? If they aren't doing well, maybe that's it. It could be. Let's see. They say 300. No, they say artisan flatbreads and signature sandwiches. No, they're pizza place. Definitely under pizza. It's not. Ryan says maybe it's not for sale. It's for sold. That is a possibility. That is definitely a possibility. Well, I can't. There's a lot of things I can't say. That is a possibility. Okay, let's just very briefly. I have noticed, and this is not fleshed out enough in my notes to really dive too deep into this. But I've seen a couple posts like over the last week of people, getting angry about their local bars or restaurants or places that they like to frequent using AI in their marketing material, which I find really, really interesting for lots of reasons. But the biggest one being that it is hopefully finally starting to signal that people are hitting this this inflection point with it, this tipping point, this moment in time where they realize that creating things makes them feel something, and AI does not make them feel anything. And I was driving. When I remember it, I'm gonna feel like I need to protect the business for some reason, but I don't know why. But I was driving somewhere and I was passing a business, a bar, restaurant, something or other, and I can't remember what it was. But I saw like this big like sign they had put up outside that was either announcing like specials or that they're hiring or something, and it was all AI, like the whole thing, and it had that like that horrible like that shrieking AI look to it. And like as I was driving past, I was like, that's a whole nother level. Like social media is one thing. Like there are a lot of like bars and restaurants that just that before AI became like this thing that it is, weren't doing anything, and they weren't going to do anything, and they had no aspirations to do anything with it. But then once it was easy enough that they could just start hitting buttons and it would just do it for them, now they can at least get something out there. And like I hate it, and I don't want to see it, and I don't like engaging with it, and I don't want to look at it. But I know that I'm not your normal consumer, and I know that it does connect with more people than they would have been otherwise. So I'm not against it. But when I'm driving down the road and I see it, that steps over a line for me. But I say all this because I'm seeing a change, like an actual, like a notable change, something that is measurable, that I find very interesting. And I'm curious to see how it starts to affect some of the businesses that are leaning very heavy into it. If they get people that all of a sudden kind of rally against it, and start turning their backs on some of the businesses that are using it more than they should be. I mean, look, we're sitting here on a podcast, weekly happy hour, not really a podcast, it's not a show. And the artwork every week, like the artwork for this show is AI. I use AI to create some kind of a picture of a gnome doing something that is like on theme for what we're talking about. Am I part of the problem? I don't know. I think it's funny. Could I create actual artwork? Of course. Of course I could. And sometimes it might actually make more sense to do that, other than the fact that now making an AI gnome has become part of what the theme of this is. It used to be that like I would take a picture like during the week of something that we were going to talk about, and we could easily do that. I don't know. AI is weird. Okay, I'm almost finished with my beer, guys. That means we gotta drink another beer. Hopefully, Zach didn't fall asleep on the porch, because we gotta pick one. We also got to figure out a way to not, this glass has wonderful lacing all over, but it's just sticky hop residue. And I don't have any beer glasses that I can see in here. Maybe I'll drink it out of the can. Chris says, I'm happy with their advertising at all. Yeah, that's the thing. Like it's, there are places that would not have done anything if it wasn't for AI. So are we somehow grateful that they have a way to do it? I don't know. Okay. Now, depending on what we have, this glass, this will work. Depending on what the beer is, yeah, we'll figure it out. It smells a little bit like scotch, but not too bad. Okay, the bigger question is, all right, how do we do this? I have... They're on the bottom shelf, which has things stacked and stuff. All right, we... I'm going to, in my head, and this is very scientific, I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, 4. I have five choices. It's the front beer on each one of these rows. There's four next to each other, and then there's one that's stacked on top of something else. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, five. Somebody pick between 1 and 5. The first number that pops up, that's what we're picking. I'm not even seeing Zach here. Zach's not even, couldn't hang. You wanted me to pick, and now you're not here? It's a bunch of crap. Oh, Eric says 4. Perfect. That's 1, 2, 3. Okay. All right. Hang on. I'll be right back. Number 4. Oh, this is a good one. I mean, I don't know that it's a good one because I don't actually know what it is. I also just realized that here in the shot, I have a drawer, like, out. Oh, you guys can't see this yet. Hang on. It's gotta be a surprise. This is how unprofessional this show is. All right. Maybe we'll just add scotch to this. Okay. No, all right. It's already done. Okay. This beer has like a sticker on it because nothing is in English. So to sell it here, you've got to stick one of these stickers on it. I know nothing about it. I didn't do any research because I wasn't planning on drinking it tonight. I don't even know how to pronounce it. This is... Ozajusko Svjlo Lager Pivo. This means bright lager beer, pasteurized. I actually don't even know where this is from. From Zagreb, Hrvatska. Awesome. There's an email address. Oh, I'm going to email. No, I'm actually going to look up where this is from. You guys, this is why normally we plan ahead. Zagreb. I think that's the place, because now there's other words that look like that. Oh, man. Oh, yep. Oh, Croatia. This is from Croatia. In fact, as you guys all probably know, as I do, Zagreb is actually the capital of Croatia. I know that in all of my research. Hrvatsko pivo. From 1892. Okay. Oh, man, there's so many things on here. There's all kinds of words I need to look up. Because, again, none of this is in English. 5% ABV, I believe. Cold activated, cold edge technology. I don't know what that is, but I think... Kind of like how your mountains turn blue. I'm guessing this turns blue when it's cold. I don't know. It's cold edge technology. Don't know what that is. Okay, let's just drink it and find out. Okay. Good choice, guys. This is, I'm guessing it is Bright Lager Beer, Lager Pivo. Oh, it's got ingredients for me. Are you ready? Well, there's a QR code. I got to scan that. There's also this crazy picture of, like, what is this? What does this mean? Don't splash your beer? Is that what that means? Oh, why can't you focus? Looks like a horse now. That's fine. I hate that camera. We're going to have to replace that. Okay. I think this is some kind of a lager. It's not a pilsner because it's a little too dark. All right. Let me see. There's no, look, no chunks. It's a bright, clean beer. All right, let's see. Smells like nothing. I just got foam on my nose. A little bit malty. I bet there's no date anywhere on this. Oh, I stand corrected. There is a date. I don't know what it means because it says 11/9/26. So I'm assuming that this is like non-American dating. So it's probably 9/11/26, which hasn't happened yet. So is that a Best Buy date, I guess? So I don't know what it means. I don't actually know anything about the date. So, okay, it's fine. But it's, I don't know. Ryan says, I need to use Google Lens to translate. Yeah, but there is so much going on. And then there's this big sticker just slapped on top of all of it that tells me all the ingredients and all that. That was what I was going to say. I was going to do the ingredients, and then I was going to scan the QR code. See, I'm getting distracted. Been drinking too much. It says ingredients, water, good sign. Barley malt, good sign. Barley, oh, okay. Now I'm confused. There's barley and barley malt. Hops. Oh, okay. Okay, this is good. All right, so water, barley malt, barley, hops, and hops extract. Okay, that's it. That's all the ingredients. No yeast. Nothing. Okay, cool. Produced by Zagbaka. Zagbaka Pivovara du... Ilika 224 Zagreb 10,000 Croatia. It says Croatia. I could have figured that out. Oh no. A Molson Coors company. Yeah, it's not Coors Banquet. It's good. Yeah, it's good beer. It's fun. It's a good, like, malty lager. Yeah. I can actually get behind that. That it's like a, we would call this like a, I don't know, like a pre-prohibition lager or something. There's like a sweetness to it. So there's, it's a good beer. I like it. It's not like, there's not like a big, like, corn thing going on or something like that. It's just like a good, like, malty, sweet, crushable beer. I like this. I'm kind of happy nobody has it on tap because I don't know how you order it. I don't even know how to say it. Ozajusko. Okay. We're going to figure this out. All right. Certainly, Google Translate can help me pronounce this, right? Okay. It is O. Got to make that little thing over my Z. It's, I think it's this thing. Jusco. Okay. It means March. Means marched. Okay. So is this an Oktoberfest? It's a Märzen. This might be a Märzen. Okay, I'm going to see how you pronounce this. My phone is on this one, I think. I can't hear that. Oh, because the volume's down. That's okay. We'll figure this out.
Ojuisko.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Ojuisko.
Ojuisko. How's that?
Ojuisko.
Ojuisko. I'm just hanging out here in the basement on a weekly pint drinking an ojuisko.
Ojuisko.
Yeah, I got it. Ojuisko. It means March. Hang on, let me drink this again. You guys, this might be an Oktoberfest. It's like a... I don't know. It's not a great Oktoberfest if it's an Oktoberfest. But I hope it is. Oh, see, you guys, if I remember correctly, Zagorabaka Pivovara is Croatia's largest brewery. It was founded somewhere around 1892, and it's been owned by Molson Coors since about 2012. Just if I remember correctly, if you were wondering. Ryan says, I want to be on Julia's team at Trivia Night. No, because she uses devices. She's the queen of screens. She cheats. Can't go to trivia with her. That's pretty good. It's like a Vienna lager, I think. I don't know what it is. I'm really kind of upset right now, and I feel like we needed to talk about it. I was going to be done with the show after my, three drinks? What did I have? And somebody, and I'm not naming names, but somebody decided that I needed to pick a beer out of the fridge with a number. And then that somebody is now not even here to drink my Juisco with me. And I think that is, that's wrong. And I'm a little upset about it. I guess we gotta end on sad news, because that's like the last news story that I've got on my notes here is a sad story. And that is that Schlitz is no more. Well, that's not really true. That's the way I titled my note in my note system, is that Schlitz is no more. But yeah, we'll get there. Pabst is stopping the production of Schlitz after this number is insane. After 175 years of the brand. But it's also important to note that they are calling it a hiatus. They're putting it on ice for a little bit. They're stopping it. They're not ending it. It's not done. And they are being very careful about how they, Pabst, is wording this. I think that it's hopefully setting up for some kind of resurgence later. Hopefully. I say hopefully not because I'm a Schlitz drinker. I don't care about Schlitz at all, other than the fact that it is a brand that speaks to some kind of history to a space. Chris made the joke about SynBev will buy it. that's kind of what I'm talking about. Like, it's one of those historical brands that deserves to exist, that needs a place that can give it the respect it deserves. But it needs to be a place that is a little more local than Cincinnati. Like, we don't deserve Schlitz. We deserve Little Kings and Hootie and, like, our brands, the places that speak to us. It's a tragedy to see it going away. Supposedly they stopped making it months ago. Didn't you say they're switching it to an ice beer? No. They stopped making it months ago. There is one more batch that will be brewed, not where it was being brewed, which we'll talk about. The final batch will be brewed at Wisconsin Brewing Company. They got special permission to make the last batch of it. I think they're making like 60 barrels of it, and they're going to do a bunch of parties and events and stuff. And they'll sell a ton of it. It's so sad. Like, it bothers me so much because I'm like this nostalgic beer drinker. Like, I latch on to brands and like stories and like these things that mean something to the place where they're from. Julia says we put that on a shirt. We don't deserve Schlitz. Obviously, this whole thing is just about low sales volume, because they've been contract brewing it. Pabst is not like a real brewery. They have contract partners. And this is one that they've been making out of Texas, out of an Anheuser-Busch facility. And the only reason that I can come up with and dig into and figure out that they are stopping production of it is that they're not selling that minimum amount of Schlitz that Anheuser-Busch requires to be a contract partner. They're just not selling enough. Not enough people want Schlitz, which makes sense because it's just another light beer and most people don't care about it. It's just the wrong time for it. Well, that's not even true. It isn't the wrong time for it. I think it's actually the right time for it. I think that, like, if you can create right now the right kind of local following for your brand, Cincy Light, if you can create the right kind of local following, it's fitting into this right kind of pocket of what beer drinkers are looking for right now. Cheap speaks to them brand-wise somehow. There's a spot for that. You should be making that. Somebody should be making that, and it should be a local brand. It should not be some kind of big national, Montucky cold snacks, something or other. That shouldn't outlaw, like, those should not be brands that are big. I don't think Montucky's big anymore, but it shouldn't be the way it is. And so the fact that Schlitz is being replaced on shelves by something else, that's what bothers me. And it's, you know, if it's garage beer, like, I can give some kind of respect to that. It's a semi-local brand. It was born here. I can be okay with that, but not really. Like, I want every like region to have like their throwback brands. These brands that were pre-prohibition places that existed because the community was drinking them. And Schlitz is on a whole different category. Schlitz was a big company. They were one of the biggest. They were huge. They died because they tried to streamline things too much. Hams is a great example. Hams is another one. There are a lot of places that speak to something much deeper for people. Chris said, I've seen like 15 different package styles of garage beer now. I've seen Shorties in Jungle Gems last week. I saw those. I actually need to get some because I love them. Like, that's what it should be. Like, that you should be able to go if you're like in a Hams region, or if you're in an Olympia region, or if you're in a Genesee region, or a Hootie region, you should be able to get fun things like shorties and like things that make you feel nostalgic for what beer used to be, because that's what light lager is. It's like what beer used to be. Like this, not this. This is what beer is now, and like that's what beer used to be. And like sometimes like you want to connect with that, and it's about connecting with things for the right reasons. And I don't want to drink Montucky Cold Snacks ever. Like I don't want that to be. I don't want that to be my beer experience. And it, for a lot of people, it is not specifically Montucky, but like, you know, whatever that is. And that's, you know, again, like I said, Schlitz has undergone plenty of chaos in its existence, which after 175 years, that happens. They are the poster child for trying to put money above everything else. And this is going back historically. There is a thing that I don't know who coined the phrase. I probably need to figure that out because I talk about it a lot. I don't know if it was Maureen Ogle or I don't know who did it. But they call it the Schlitz mistake. And that is this thing that happened with Schlitz where they just kept improving one thing after another. They would add some kind of an additive to the beer that would make the foam last longer. And then they would add something else that would settle something out of the beer. And they would do something else and something else. And eventually, all of this crap that they were doing to the beer all started fighting with each other. And the beer turned to crap. And they were like, literally, it formed chunks. Not chunks like in our Mad Tree, chunks like these like globules of like texture, like things that like you didn't want to drink, that didn't taste good, they didn't feel good, they were not good for the beer. And they did that on top of cutting back labor costs and all kinds of stuff. It just all came to a head right at the same time and destroyed the company. And it never recovered. And now, Boba is a good way to put it. Now we have a contract company that is Pabst. Just saying, F 175 years of a brand. And we're moving on, and that sucks. It's depressing. It's sad. You should feel some kind of loss. We live in a city that has brands like that that mean something. And if somebody said tomorrow, to heck with it, Little Kings is gone, that should make people mad. I don't know the last time that you had a Little Kings, and I'm not going to tell you that you should be drinking a Little Kings every week or something. Like that's ridiculous. But like, it's a brand that should be around. And I say this fully recognizing that the only way for a brand to stay around is for us to drink it. But maybe that's something that we should make it a point to drink some of those brands from time to time just to make sure they stay around. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the whole point of this. I don't know. I'm going to drink this beer. This is not a heritage brand. It might be, actually. Žujsko, maybe in Croatia. Croatia, right? That's what we said. I think it was Croatia. It's written on here somewhere. Now I can't find it. Whatever. Maybe it's a heritage brand. I don't know. I actually like it. It's not the best beer I've had today, or this week, or this month. It's fine, but I enjoy it. Like, it's a good drinkable beer. All right. Thank you, Chris. I'm going to wrap things up. I'm going to save an audio file and edit it and get it ready to post tomorrow. That's what I'm going to do. We've got good things coming, I promise, from not only this show, but all of the stuff that I do. And if you like the stuff that I do, there's lots of ways to support. Just share it with a friend. That's obviously the easiest one. You can support by going to thegnarlygnome.com/support, and you can become a gnomie. And gnomies are like, if my math is correct, which it usually is, they're 344% better than regular people, I think. So you should become a gnomie because you want to be better than everybody else. And that's the way to do it. We've got a magazine coming out this summer. I say we. We'll say we. Me and the gnomies. We've got a magazine coming out this summer. It's called Cincy Drinks. It's about drinking in the city. It's not just about beer. It's about the entire, like, drinking culture that makes Cincinnati what it is. So we're talking booze and wine and all kinds of stuff. Coffee is in there. There's lots of fun stuff. And really the best way to subscribe to that is also become a gnomie. I think that that being a gnomie is the secret to everything. Go do that. Stay tuned. Secret projects, I promise, I won't stay secret forever. I will reveal those at some point. Here's the problem. There are different, like, different things, like, in my life that I do that I don't always want the paths to cross. And, like, there's been times where I think that everything should cross, and there are other times where I think that they shouldn't cross at all. And this is one where I'm still struggling, trying to figure out a way to make it cross and feel okay. I know that doesn't make any sense for you, but it does for me. At some point, I'll tell you guys about it. I'll probably tell the gnomies first. Become a gnomie, because I'll tell them first. Okay. We'll see you guys next week. This is why you don't drink Captain Morgan. Because it messes with your brain. Makes you drink Juisco. We will see you guys next week. Thank you very much. Come to Kolsch Night tomorrow. We'll drink Kolsch beer. Or I'll drink Kolsch beer. You can just sit and watch me. Either way. Cheers, everybody. Thank you. I'm really digging Juisco. Do you think they have other beers or just one beer? I'm going to look it up after the show, but Juisco, do you think they have a Juisco Light? A Juisco Pale? A Juisco Stout? Oh, I bet they do. I bet they have something. Croatians can't live on one beer alone. They need many. Good night, everybody.